Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our series of programs about keeping fit. Today, we're going to talk about yoga with Dana Swift, a yoga instructor. Hello, Dana.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for inviting me here today.
So, Dana, let us start from the very basics. What is yoga?
In brief, yoga is a popular exercise that combines breathing, movement, and meditation. It was imported to the United States from India over a century ago, and since that time, it has been getting more and more popular with people year by year.
What is so good about yoga then?
Research shows yoga can help manage stress, ease depression and anxiety, improve mood, and enhance the quality of sleep. In addition, yoga has been shown to increase flexibility, improve balance and coordination, reduce pain, and increase strength. I guess that's enough to make anybody interested in it.
Supposing I want to take up yoga, what do I have to expect?
Well, a typical yoga class is 45 minutes to 90 minutes and begins with breathing exercises as a warm-up, moves on to poses for the bulk of the class, and ends with meditation as a cool down. You need some loose-fitting clothes and some equipment, which can be easily substituted by some things one can find at their home, so it's not expensive.
Many people feel nervous and shy before their first class. Can you recommend a few things to them?
First of all, I would advise them to consider various yoga styles which yoga schools offer. It is definitely a good idea to read the class descriptions at your local yoga studios to find a class that is right for you. Hatha yoga classes tend to be good for beginners because they are slower moving, whereas power yoga classes can be more challenging, depending on the level of instruction. A fashionable yoga style now is hot yoga, which is yoga practiced in a hot environment. Many studios reach 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Many people enjoy doing yoga in the heat, but people who are sensitive to heat or have certain medical conditions may find hot yoga uncomfortable. Finally, there are yoga classes which focus mainly on spiritual healing and meditation. You can choose the class which appeals more to you.
As far as I know, breathing techniques are very important for yoga, aren't they?
Yes, that's true. Yoga places a strong focus on breathing, which research shows can really pay off when it comes to your health. Some fitness instructors say that yoga is all about the breath. Yoga breathing is known to significantly decrease blood pressure, which is certainly good news.
Let us come back to the issue of equipment. Can you tell us more about the basic yoga equipment for beginners?
Sure. Most studios encourage students to bring their own yoga mats to class. But if you don't have a mat of your own, they're often available to rent for a small fee. I would advise people to buy their own mats anyway, but you can check with your local studio to see what their protocol is. Otherwise, You're unlikely to need much of anything if you plan to attend a yoga studio. Studios and gyms typically provide all other equipment and props you'll need for free, including bolsters, blocks, and blankets. If you plan to do yoga at home, you may want to buy a few basics or find substitutes around your house before you start. For instance, you can use a belt or scarf in place of a yoga strap and throw pillows or a sturdy hardcover book for yoga blocks.
Thank you very much, Donna.
Thank you.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our series of programs about keeping fit. Today, we're going to talk about yoga with Dana Swift, a yoga instructor. Hello, Dana.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for inviting me here today.
So, Dana, let us start from the very basics. What is yoga?
In brief, yoga is a popular exercise that combines breathing, movement, and meditation. It was imported to the United States from India over a century ago, and since that time, it has been getting more and more popular with people year by year.
What is so good about yoga, then?
Research shows yoga can help manage stress, ease depression and anxiety, improve mood, and enhance the quality of sleep. In addition, yoga has been shown to increase flexibility, improve balance and coordination, reduce pain, and increase strength. I guess that's enough to make anybody interested in it.
Supposing I want to take up yoga, what do I have to expect?
Well, a typical yoga class is 45 minutes to 90 minutes and begins with breathing exercises as a warm-up, moves on to poses for the bulk of the class, and ends with meditation as a cool down. You need some loose-fitting clothes and some equipment, which can be easily substituted by some things one can find at their home, so it's not expensive.
Many people feel nervous and shy before their first class. Can you recommend a few things to them?
First of all, I would advise them to consider various yoga styles which yoga schools offer. It is definitely a good idea to read the class descriptions at your local yoga studios to find a class that is right for you. Hatha yoga classes tend to be good for beginners because they are slower moving, whereas power yoga classes can be more challenging, depending on the level of instruction. A fashionable yoga style now is hot yoga, which is yoga practiced in a hot environment. Many studios reach 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Many people enjoy doing yoga in the heat, but people who are sensitive to heat or have certain medical conditions may find hot yoga uncomfortable. Finally, there are yoga classes which focus mainly on spiritual healing and meditation. You can choose the class which appeals more to you.
As far as I know, breathing techniques are very important for yoga, aren't they?
Yes, that's true. Yoga places a strong focus on breathing, which research shows can really pay off when it comes to your health. Some fitness instructors say that yoga is all about the breath. Yoga breathing is known to significantly decrease blood pressure, which is certainly good news.
Let us come back to the issue of equipment. Can you tell us more about the basic yoga equipment for beginners?
Sure. Most studios encourage students to bring their own yoga mats to class. But if you don't have a mat of your own, they're often available to rent for a small fee. I would advise people to buy their own mats anyway, but you can check with your local studio to see what their protocol is. Otherwise, you're unlikely to need much of anything if you plan to attend a yoga studio. Studios and gyms typically provide all other equipment and props you'll need for free, including bolsters, blocks, and blankets. If you plan to do yoga at home, you may want to buy a few basics or find substitutes around your house before you start. For instance, you can use a belt or scarf in place of a yoga strap and throw pillows or a sturdy hardcover book for yoga blocks.
Thank you very much, Donna.
Thank you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.